Greetings, everybody. I'm James Gillen. I'm your host on As You Wish Talk Radio. You said he's Stargate, and best place to see us is on Rumble. We're pretty much canceling out Facebook and YouTube, because no matter what we say, even though it's facts and figures coming from official sources, we get canceled. So anything that goes against the official paradigm. So I think YouTube and Facebook are going to be canceled here pretty soon, because whatever you do to others comes back to self. Anyway, we had the workshop. By the time you hear this, it'll already be halfway over. But we've got a lot of events coming up. We've got the Kathy Gould with her herbal workshop on the 18th to the 21st. We've got August 8th to 12th. Wait a second. Well, we've got Joyful Foraging, yoga meditation workshop coming up the 23rd to the 24th, all kinds of events. So go to eSteady.org and check out all the upcoming events. A lot of stuff going on right now. There's just like one bomb after another being dropped on the deep state. I mean, it's insane. First, the Supreme Court granted Trump total immunity for actions taken while president. So that looks like Jack, Alvin, and Letitia are throwing tantrums right now. And it's going to be no more election interference, acting as the brute squad for Biden. So looks like they're out of the picture. I think any future lawfare is also going to end. I think they're going to drop that program, because they just got delivered a death blow on that one. So as karma would have it, what they try to do to Trump will boomerang. So I would see them probably losing their licenses, at least at minimum, if not finding themselves behind bars in the future, or a little trip to Gitmo, something like that. But anyway, every case against Trump will be thrown out or won an appeal. Jack Smith doesn't even have the authority to prosecute Trump. He was neither appointed by the president or Congress. So anyway, wait a second. Didn't somebody predict that multiple times on this show? Yes. Yeah, we've always said, watch what happens. It's all going to unravel. The Supreme Court also ruled the January 6th prosecutions were unlawful. Time to release the falsely accused and incarcerated prisoners, as you promised, Mr. Garland. You did say before Congress you would follow the Supreme Court ruling. And how about damages for wrongful prosecution and trespassing on their rights? Might want to pay up there also. So this also affects the Trump insurrection case, which absolutely had no merit anyway, but he said go peacefully and lawfully, making available the National Guard, which was denied by Pelosi. So anyway, a little deeper digging will prove it was all orchestrated, a false flag to prevent any further looking into the stolen 2020 election. So many elected officials dropped the ball and did not do their duty. It was their duty to investigate any objections, challenges, and it was Mike Benedict Pence, says duty to stop certification until these challenges were dealt with. So now the preponderance of evidence clearly shows massive election interference, ballot harvesting, hundreds of thousands of fraudulent ballots, lots of dead people voting, some ballots counted after the clock, literally truckloads dropped off in swing states and entered in the wee hours of the morning. The illegal aliens are told to vote now for Biden, because he made it possible for them to flood the border. And as expected, now Democrats are trying to make it easy for illegal aliens to vote with no ID. The people aren't stupid. They boo Pence off the stage wherever he goes to speak, and just as they do other Democrats. So putting Pence in the Democrat was not a mistake. So, gee, I wonder why he's not Trump's running mate. Anyway, the overturning of the Chevron case says the administrative state has no authority to interpret or rewrite the law. So a death knell also was given to the FCC and a lot of other agencies to fine, prosecute without going through the regular courts. So, not sure how this is all going to affect state and county administrations, but it looks like they're all going to have to go back to common law, ending decades of unlawful extortion and wrongful prosecution. So, we have to do more research on this one, but I'm not exactly sure the effect that's going to have, but I think it's going to just work its way down through the chain of command. Pilots are testifying Bill Gates is carpet bombing cities with chemtrails. These are toxic dumps of everything from barium, strontium, aluminum, glyphosate, supposedly, allegedly, graphene oxide, nanotech, and a plethora of toxic and carcinogenic biologicals designed as a soft kill depopulation program. So the brain fog, the upper respiratory, gastrointestinal, the dementia, the Alzheimer's, all that stuff is a direct result of this muscle and joint pain. It's all a gift from Mr. Gates. So, okay, for those hard of hearing, it is and always been a depopulation program. So you want to start looking at things from that perspective, and you're going to understand what this is all about. So poisoning your air, your water, your farms, your gardens, your forests and jungles. It's a war against creation by the ungodly, basically. There's no organic anymore. It's also a component in weather wars and creating severe weather, amplifying and steering tornadoes and hurricanes. So, as if the clot shots were not enough. But anyway, this is all finally being looked into. There are some states that are banning chemtrails. I don't know how they're going to force it. Hopefully, they'll send the National Guard up to take these guys out. They got to do something because it's beyond ridiculous. Gates was also investigated for the Idaho land grab. Gates and China are both buying up major farms, producing a major part of the food for Americans and around the world. So his appeal, the apple coating poison, is affecting the fruit supply. He's trying to replace the millions of cows and chickens killed under the guise of bird flu with toxic fake meat. And we're now seeing magnetic meat, rubber watermelons, and blueberries just for the beginning. So, for those who have not been following this, the Idaho farms have had their water shut off. Cobalt mines are where they wanted to divert the water. The other cobalt mines created a multi-million dollar disaster, making the water toxic for everybody below the mines. And they're still cleaning up the mess. And guess what? You're paying for it. And they want to make an even bigger mess right now. So it looks like the farmers won on that one. The water's back on. So, you Green New Deal folks, you're first on the list by eating these bug-filled, toxic, fake burgers and chicken. Even if you're a vegetarian, there's no getting away from this. So, the fake meat that's supposed to be vegetable-based has got some pretty nasty stuff in it. So, anyway, do your research. Here's a good one too. This was just in. Biden was caught having a device telling him what to say in the debate against Trump. It came across his mic, and there's a lot of people that heard it. It's all over YouTube right now. He tried to redeem himself with an orchestrated attack on Trump after the debate, and he lost that battle with his teleprompter and the truth again. So he's just digging a deeper hole. This looks like it's all being orchestrated because I don't know how deep he can deeper he can dig. I mean, he's probably hearing Chinese right now if he digs any deeper. But he lied about January 6th. He lied about the Supreme Court. He lied about preserving our democracy because we are a republic. Never forget that. And he's done more to destroy the Constitution, our Bill of Rights and Freedoms than any other president. So it would be easier to cover the truth in his recovery tour. It'd be about a 3-second article. But anyway, the lamestream media and social media, even The View, have all expressed their disgust with his performance. And now they're making his face orange to copy Trump. I mean, seriously, you can't make this up. Now he might as well just put a Trump mask on. He's already wearing a mask. Might as well put another one on over that. Anyway, it gets even better. Here's a good one. Vladimir Zelensky's wife just bought a $4.5 million Euro Bugatti. And I guess you need transportation to get to your multiple mansions and yachts. And guess who paid for all of that? Money laundering in Ukraine is epidemic. It's the most corrupt country on the planet. And maybe that's why the Bidens are so heavily invested there. Is this war, all a war? Is this whole war about protecting the Biden and the deep state assets? It really doesn't have anything to do with us, basically. Anyway, despite the lamestream media and present admin, the undemocratic Zelensky regime is getting its ass handed to it by Russia. So the war is basically over. Zelensky has lost on all fronts. They're not telling you this, but the other, outside reporters that are aware of what's really going on are covering it. So recently, many of their planes were destroyed. A lot of their high-tech jets were destroyed, and it looks like a junkyard with all the trucks, tanks, and at the airports and missile facilities. So anyway, it's just ridiculous. So, and they need to stop the genocide of sending more untrained troops, kidnap men, women, and elderly men to die. I mean, this is ridiculous. Everything we send over to Ukraine is taken out almost immediately, which only creates more profit for the war industry. So if you want a multi-million dollar car, mansion, yacht, all you have to do is support the war against Russia and Palestine. You'll be rewarded beyond imagination. So anyway, just follow the money if you want to know what's happening there. All right, in the Universal News, two major S-class flares just hit the Earth. So the same coronal hole that created the Aurora Borealis is facing the Earth. And again, I'd expect more fireworks for the 4th of July weekend. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Aurora Borealis again. But major reinforcements of very powerful allies with the Galactic Federation of Worlds is here. Last count, 28 new groups have joined in the planetary liberation of humanity and the Earth. The Pleiadians are in charge due to having more genetic contribution than any other race, both human and other forms. Anyway, they were the terraformers of old. Their ancestors, the Lyrians, were also involved. So we've been under draconian law ever since Marduk aligned with the reptilians for total supremacy of the Earth, enslaving his own people 450,000 years ago. So unspeakable acts have been done to Earth humanity since, and that act, and it's all coming to a close anyway. Anyway, that's kind of a little typo there. But universal law is replacing draconian law. The days of tyranny are coming to a close. All we need to do, we all need to do our part for asking for assistance, aligning ourselves with universal law, and be a civilization worth saving. So I, cannot stress the importance of this. We need to start asking for help. We need to be a civilization worth saving. We need to rise to the occasion, and we'll get all the help we need, but we got to do our part. So they can do only do so much without our permission, and they can remove those that have already trespassed, but they're going to have to wait for some other things because they're waiting for us to rise to the occasion. So anyway. Universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all is universal law. Your constitution, your bill of rights, and common law is based on this. All ill-gotten gain will be lost. Everything will be revealed. Karma is being amplified and accelerated. Empires and institutions based on the lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth will fail. They're all going to fall. They will implode on themselves due to the weight of their karmic debt. So narcissists are going to go mad. You're going to watch them just go nuts with these new energies coming in. The corrupt will lose their power bases, seen and unseen. So the energies that they're calling in and attaching to, especially the unseen energies, are being removed. And we've seen a lot of that here. We were having these creatures that have these, I don't know if they're wearing a mask or a skull, of like a. They look like they're wearing a cow skull or whatever, and they're part of a demonic energy that the Illuminati boys call on to do their unseen bidding, but all that's being taken out. We're seeing a lot of that. They actually have lost their power. They don't really have any punch anymore. And so, but we can all clear that. Again, the self-mastery classes, it's on the website. It teaches you how to heal these unseen negative entities and set boundaries and move these entities on. So we all got to do our part. It's about self-mastery. So everything we're talking about is happening as we speak. It's the multidimensional aspect of the Great Awakening. So we're going to join the greater family of man throughout the multiverse. And, there's going to be chaos as one world ends and another takes its place. But a lot of people are already living in the new world in consciousness. I mean, they're already, they've risen to the occasion. They're operating in universal law. And actually the old world is doing everything they can to suppress that. But the forces behind the people that have chosen to operate on universal law are beyond imagination. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, the people that are operating in that higher field of consciousness. It's really time to get behind them and rise to the occasion versus pulling them down so you can feel comfortable and be in your comfort zone. And there's a lot of that going on. And it's time to get behind and support people. They're the placeholders for tomorrow. They're the ones that are holding a frequency and holding it down, waiting for the rest of the world to catch up. But in fact, this show can use a little help. Be sure and subscribe, hit the like button, and any donations, to keep it up and running are greatly appreciated. This show comes out of our pocket with no commercials. It's a public service, unlike most public left-run social engineering programs. And really, thanks for any donations to our producer. He was a victim of evicting Americans to make way for illegal aliens. And much more profit in having several families at once in one apartment. So there's a lot of that going on. It's all hitting the news where, a lot of veterans, everybody are being tossed out right now, and they're taking over all these apartments and they're kicking all the people out and they're just packing them. And because there's a lot of money behind that, there's a lot of benefits behind that. So the only negative aspect of it is destroying the country. We're all paying for that. We're paying for these, we're putting a lot of these people that came over illegally, we're putting them in really fancy hotels and everything, paying for all their food and making sure that their food is matches their culture. And it's crazy. Tell me another country that does that. It's like it doesn't make any sense. You don't without borders, you don't have a country. But anyway, that's about it for my rant, but a lot going on. I'm really seeing everything imploding right now. The old world is imploding. Everything is being revealed, and all the ill-gotten gain is diverting back to the people. And you're going to see a lot of these major institutions just fold in on themselves, and there'll be a restructuring going on in between. Excuse me, a lot of stuff in the air lately. But I think on that note, I think I'm going to open up for question and answer, Q&A. So my lovely assistant Kathy is here, and she's going to ask the questions.
What are your thoughts? Excuse me. What are your thoughts on humans having intimate relationships with ETs?
Wow, that's a long one. there's a lot of people that their life isn't going too well here, and so they come up with stories to make them cope with being here on this planet. And they go, oh, I have a 3D, I have a lover in 6D and 8D, and a lot of people say they have reptilian lovers, and the reptilians are great. And I go, well, just say no and see what happens. And as soon as you say no, I mean, everything hits the fan. But there's a lot of stories about that. To me, it's really interesting. Nobody knows what another soul needs for completion and what their journey is. And so sometimes, and we always make mistakes and we gain the wisdom from that and move on. So it to really answer that question, it's each, you have to go case by case or person by person. And then you have to be able to sit in judgment, which I don't do. I don't want to do that. But anyway, We're all souls, and they have a soul too, hopefully. And so it just seems like if they're guided from within on a soul level to connect, then they have to go through that. That's part of their evolution. There is a lot of that. There is some of that happening. I mean, I have the same experiences because I have full memory of my past lives and people I was with in other lifetimes, other civilizations, other planets. And so, we can't really limit ourselves, but I think it all goes back to is it beneficial? Is it aligned with your soul, your own unique purpose for being here? And look at it on that level, because a lot of the higher civilizations just don't. They don't engage that way. They have rules and regulations against that. You really have to get permission to do things like that. And when you do, there's usually adjustments that have to be made. Like if you're going to hook up with a Palladian, they're a very advanced civilization, so they'd have to do some adjustments to your consciousness so you could actually function there. Because we're and we'd have to rethink everything. Our whole social structure would have to be rethought, and because there's no lying or deception there. They're all telepathic. There's no jealousy. There's no ownership. They want for nothing. They have everything they need, and there's not like a divvying up of properties or things like that because they have replicators and they can replicate whatever they want or create whatever they want. So, it's a whole different mindset. And we're still, we think we're really evolved now because we have electric cars, and we're tearing the earth up for batteries. But we don't even need the batteries. I mean, come on, guys. You don't need the batteries. I mean, we can run cars on water. We can create every fuel we need, gas, diesel, jet fuel off of water. And we can also, we have fuelless energy devices that would power the cars. So we don't need the batteries. And we just have to go to the next level and everything becomes abundant. But we're stuck in believing that we need tires. We have anti-gravity and counter-gravity. We don't even need tires, but it's hard for us to wrap our heads around that. Can you imagine having a vehicle that could, be in Australia from Washington here, like in probably 2 or 3 seconds? You could be anywhere in the world, anywhere you wanted to go. And there's no gas. You don't have to stop at a gas station or anything else. And can you imagine a replicator? I need a new pair of shoes, and just bam, hit the button and bam, you have a favorite pair of shoes, it's on file. You just hit the button, boom, you got a new pair of boots, So whatever. You need a new dress, a new whatever. And you take your old stuff and you just throw it in a bin and it recycles it on an energy level. But it's hard for us to think that way, but that is available now. We have it on the planet. And these portals, I mean, they're showing these portals operating on YouTube right now. There's another thing they just came out with on YouTube. They found oh God, it was a nuclear energy, it was a generator, a massive generator. And they found this generator, and it's 2 billion years old in Africa. So somebody was here with a nuclear generator 2 billion years ago. So that's going to really mess up the program. They're finding caves 600 million years old that are glass caves, that are were, cut out with probably lasers most likely because they're glass lined. And things like that. So it's they're finding 300 million year old. They're finding diodes and coal, and things like that. And these things are millions of years old. So anyway, our whole history is wrong. And we have to realize that. Once we get past all the deception, all the lies, and all of everything's being activated, our DNA lines are being activated. So What's happening right now is we're becoming more telepathic. It's going to be impossible to lie pretty soon. We're becoming more empathic. We can feel the motives of people. That's why all this political crap is just folding in itself, because people are sensing it's all BS. It's a big kabuki theater, and so nobody's getting away with anything. So anyway, it's a tough. That whole question is just a really tough question, because it's, very few people have risen to the occasion where you could actually function in the Pleiades, or function alongside of somebody, a Pleiadian or something like that. So we have to really think about it. There's a lot of stories about it, but so far there's a lot of stories about it.
Considering all the potential perils we face in the near future from the power over folks, to what extent do you think our galactic friends might help limit the damage?
Well, yeah, we're getting some major help right now. Just talking about this, where my whole left side's lighting up, the Pleiadians are coming in. Again, we really need to do our part. We need to rise the occasion. They're doing all they can. With these new groups coming in, these people are powerful. And these new groups are extremely advanced. They're very superior technologically and spiritually. And they're coming in to help with some of these low-level stuff, the serpent beings, the reptilians, the greys, and the Orion Alliance, and those guys are all kind of being taken out. They told me there's only like 1% left right now, recently. So there used to be about 10% left. Now there's 1%, and they're being dealt with. As soon as they surface, they're taken out. But the but now their puppets are floundering, because they have no power base anymore. They have nothing to connect to, and so they're floundering, and so they're falling apart, and they're making saying stupid things to make it. They're revealing themselves, because they don't have their puppet masters anymore, and so they're working extremely. There's extreme help on a spiritual level, in your dream state, through consciousness and energy. Some physical interaction is going on too, as well, aligned with the white hats, the boots on the ground. There's so much going on right now, and I think the plans of the dark hearts and the unseen negative influences, all that stuff is just being folded in on itself. And they're doing time folds. They're folding time, so we're going through things faster. And really negative events are on the rise, and all of a sudden just disappear. Because they're changing the outcome. But they are intervening a lot, and I'm sure they're going to continue until we join the rest of the universe in peace.
In your books, what is the difference between big G gods and the little G gods?
That's a really good question, because a lot of Christianity is upset about that. Because when I talk about the gods, and the little G gods. And basically, the big G God is that universal consciousness and energy. It's multidimensional. In its most unlimited form, it's just pure love and joy and bliss. And when you experience it, it's just this golden white light of pure love and joy and consciousness and energy. And when you connect with it, when you go there, you're connecting in your light body. So you're still unique, but you're one. So when you reach nirvana, or that enlightened state, you become one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And love is the ultimate power in the universe. It's the manifesting force behind all creation, and it's the cosmic glue that holds everything together. So basically, you become one with that, and then you're one with God. Now, the little G gods are the bearded gods of old, the ancient Lyrians, which they referred to them as the Anunnaki. And some were benevolent, some weren't. And some were self-serving, and some were in service to humanity and the earth. And so there's all these stories in the past about jealous, wrathful, genocidal gods. And then there's stories about these all-loving, all-forgiving gods. That was the new covenant that Jesus brought, was the new image of God, which is all loving and all forgiving, the true nature of God. Because God doesn't have an ego, it can't judge, and we carry our own books and create our own karma down here. Basically, I hope that explains it. But in Christianity, they're going to have to come to terms with the fact that the Old Testament was a different God than the New Testament, and Jesus brought the New Testament, the new God, which is the all-loving, all-forgiving God, and then it'll make sense to you. But until you understand that, and the good news is the what they refer to as the real God of this multiverse that we're in is the higher beings are all saying the real God is with you, and it's pressing in. So we all need to become one with the one consciousness and allow that to flow through us. Like Jesus said, I of myself do nothing, the Father through me doeth the works. What he's saying is, I've merged with the one consciousness, and that is working through me. So I hope that explains that.
Is it possible that prophets in our churches are really experiencing dark messaging through brain implants and casting spells? Is prophecy fulfilled just success in spell casting? Is this the wizard behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, I just saw a meme. It says had the Wizard of Oz thing and says, don't look behind the curtain, and Biden's pulling all the levers and Obama's up the wizard, you know. But it's pretty funny. But what was that question again? I'm trying.
Is it possible that prophets in our churches
Oh,
are,
yeah.
yeah.
There are, believe it or not, there are some mainstream, really big churches that follow our work, and they've contacted me, and I can't say their names. I don't want to get in trouble because they don't want to get in trouble with their congregation. But they go, we know you're right, and what you're saying is true. And they're dropping bombs every once in a while within their congregations and trying to get people to open up to that. And the old school churches, I hate to say it, but a lot of the old school churches have fallen. And they've been doing some very dark stuff in their basements and underground facilities and things like that. And I mean, it'd make you sick if you really saw what was really going on. And that's all being exposed right now. But it's not what we think. So the main thing, churches, their main goal is to help each individual make their own personal connection with God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And attend to those less fortunate, the poor, the hungry, that's their job. And how many churches are actually doing that? And actually, you know, feeding the poor, healing the sick, you know, providing the needs for those less fortunate. I mean, how many churches are actually doing that other than laying a big guilt trip of fear, guilt, and unworthiness, and putting Jesus on the cross and saying, you did that, you know. He died for your sins, you owe us. You know, that's not the program anyway. So fear, guilt, and unworthiness are dividers from the one consciousness. And anybody who's pushing that program are social engineering the masses and controlling the masses for power and wealth. And they're not what you think they are. So you can use that as an indicator. Are they assisting you in making your own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit? Are they holding images up saying you have to worship this image, and then we talk to God, or we represent this image, so we're the ones in control. You know, you got to reevaluate this whole thing right now, and that's what's happening globally. People are reevaluating, you know, is their church really doing what it's originally designed to do, or has it fallen and become self-serving?
How can you tell the difference between a satellite and a ship?
Well, the ships that come in here, they come in every size, shape, and color. They'll make turns. They usually make wide sweeping turns, or sometimes they'll power up. And they'll do all kinds of things that make it very clear they're not satellites. It's very obvious. And most of your satellites are going east to west. And so a lot of stuff is going north and south. And there's very few satellites doing the north and south thing. You can also get an app on your phone called Heavens Above and check it for any of the visible satellites. And that's the key. There's a lot of satellites up there that aren't visible. So you type in visible satellites over your area, you type in your zip code, and it'll tell you what's in the sky, when it's going to be overhead, and when you can see it. So there's a lot of ways of discerning whether or not it's a ship. Now, discerning whether or not it's one of our ship, because we have our own secret space fleet, and or one of the off-world ships, that's another story. And that you have to go by your inner sensitivity. You have to be able to feel. You can sense the beings on the ship, and when you connect with them, you'll get this big love feeling, and that's how you know when you're dealing with the spiritually and technologically advanced ones.
Can you better explain the multidimensional self?
Okay, basically, a lot of people believe that they're a body and a personality, and that's social consciousness. That's all we've been taught. But in truth, we're a multidimensional being existing on a vibrational continuum all the way back to the source. So as we expand in awareness, expand in consciousness, we move past the body, we start moving into our our mind is the intellectual body, which is pretty small. And then we have our emotional body, which is massive. And then we have our etheric body and which our astral body is within that as well, which is even more massive, has more information, has all of our lives, every lives, everything we've ever done in that body. And then you go beyond that into to Christ or Buddha consciousness, and then you go into the I am body where you're merging with God. The cosmic body, you're merging with the cosmic awareness. And so it's all about we start off thinking we're a body and a personality, and then we expand in consciousness and we start connecting with our multidimensional selves. Now, a lot of people are going to go nuts when this happens because a lot of priests go crazy because they can't capsulize God in their book. It's too big, it's beyond a book. And even Jesus said, "You search the scriptures in vain, for I speak of a living God." And so what happens is you go through an identity crisis because you're attached to your name and your identity here, but this isn't who you are. You're much more than that, and you've had names and lives and expressions throughout the multiverse in other civilizations, other planets, and everything else. That's a lot. That's hard for people to understand, but the more you experience that, you have to, your identity goes through a crisis, identity crisis. And with me, when I was under that process, these beings would appear to me in their higher aspects of myself, all the way back to the source. And then a God being appeared to me and said, help me out. And it said, it's all you. And when you become one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, you've got it. And your identity isn't important because everything is you. And it's hard to wrap your head around that, but it's so free when you realize you don't have to judge, you don't have to divide, you don't have to defend yourself anymore. Only your ego needs defending. It's very freeing. And that's when Jesus said, "My yoke is easy." People didn't understand what he was saying. He said, "I'm done with all that. I'm beyond all that. I'm just blissing out here, walking in nature and taking my shoes off and grounding."
When they aren't overspraying our sky, I see what others tell me are bright stars, but to me they are tricolored orbs that twinkle, stationary but stationed in at least three directions in the sky from my viewpoint. Could they be friends?
We have to be careful of that because if they're low on the horizon, there's atmospheric disturbance that makes them twinkle all different colors. And if the same planet is there, or whatever you're seeing is there every night, it's probably a planet or a sun or something from somewhere else. But if it's moving, or you see it there one night and the next night it's not there, then obviously it's something else. But the starlight that comes off these ships and things, when it is down in the lower atmosphere, it starts twinkling and making all kinds of colors and everything. When it moves up higher, it goes back to a blue or a white light.
I've been watching the Schumann resonance chart. There have been a few gaps lately, and they show on the chart as a black space for a few hours. I've heard that it's timeline jumps. What do you think these gaps are?
Yeah, it could be timeline jumps because they just, I think too, the system might just be overloaded. It just can't. It's some big events happen and it's so big the system couldn't even record it, so blackout.
I would like to ask about lucid dreaming and the use of it for healing.
Yeah, lucid dreaming is definitely it can be used for healing. A lot of people are seeing past lives coming up for healing right now. And you can go into those past lives, you can recreate the experience and release it, calling the big eraser within you, like never happened. And definitely it's definitely one way of doing it. But I always do clearings because there's an old saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. So always do clearings. Get like some people used to call it a watch angel, but a main teacher and guide or a higher dimensional being to work with that can assist you in this. And just make sure your energy stays clear and you don't have unseen negative influences playing around.
Do you think the map of the future United States by Edgar Cayce is us for a different timeline?
I think Edgar Cayce and Gordon Michael Scallion, and there's several maps. We have one of those, and we very well could. Some of the things they said were true, but I think their timing was off because we got a lot of intervention. But I do see major continental movements and waters moving in the future, and a lot more volcanoes, and it has to do with the cycle that we're in. And so the Earth is absorbing all this energy from the sun or moving to a highly energized place in space. The whole Earth is expanding. And so there is going to be a lot of changes in the future. And it's really good to just sit down on the land and meditate and ask your higher self, like, am I supposed to stay here? Am I supposed to move? Is it my highest and best good to be here? And I mean, I had dreams and visions and saw things, and I got a real clear message, move on. It's time to seek a little higher ground and do things. So I think each individual needs to sit on the land and see what the land has in store for it.
Here's a good question, and I've actually been getting a lot of emails with the same question. Can you please recommend a night vision goggle that would help us see more ships?
I don't think they're called the P. Do you know what they're called? The P something, the military ones. The military night vision ones are really good. They're very good. Now below that, there's a lot of cheaper model night visions that do okay, but the Psionics is pretty good, but it doesn't have a good zoom. You
So
can't really
military.
zoom, but the militaries are the best. I got one called Night Gear, I think it's called, and it's white phosphorus, and it's third gen, and it actually screws right to the camera, so it has a really good. It's one of the best so far, the best ones I've seen. But there are, the military has like five, six gen things like that.
Yeah.
You can get a hold of one of those, and they have heat. Heat, night vision, everything on them, infrared, thermal on these cameras. And we're hoping to get one of those, but they're about 30 grand. So if we had one of those, we would film so much stuff on this property. It's
Gosh.
insane. So if anybody wants to toss one of those our way, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Do you have an update
Oh, shoot.
Putin?
Okay, well, we'll probably end on this one, but nothing is what we're told that's going on there in Russia. And it's not a war between Russia and Ukraine. It's a war between the deep state and Russia. Russia threw them out. Russia threw out all the international banksters and he put an end to a lot of the nonsense, and they're Orthodox Christians, basically their country, and they aren't going for all the nonsense that's happening, and so they're a threat they're a threat to the deep state and the global elite because they don't want to be slaves, you know, to that. And they're taking out a lot of bio labs, a lot of adrenochrome labs. They're taking out a lot of, they're taking out things that a lot of politicians and other people have invested in that they should never be invested in, put it that way. And so nothing is as it seems. And if people looked at the real history of what really has happened there and the intrusions on Russia and all the nonsense they've had to deal with, you can't go by what you're told by the politicians and by the lamestream news and things. You got to do your own research and then you understand what's going on. But and then they made it very clear that NATO, we don't want NATO in our country. And NATO keeps coming in and coming in. And that's part of the deep state. So it's not what we think. And so Putin isn't this evil person that they're painting him out to be. In the end, you're going to be shocked when you find the leaders that are going to step forward and there's going to be a big shift in the universal law. And it's almost like the Berlin Wall falling. You know, people go, that's never gonna happen. All of a sudden it just happened. And we're gonna see the same thing happen. But there's a great war between basically good and evil. And it's between the deep state and the Illuminati and the people who want to live, you know, freely and reach their highest potential, whatever that is. So it's and we're seeing that unfold, but the we've been lied to so much, we don't even know who's who anymore. We don't know who has the white hat, who has the dark hat. And so all I can say there is do your research and really look into what's really going on, because the bottom line is it's a war between good and evil. It's a war between the enslavers and the tyrants and the people who want their freedom. Basically, that's what's happening. And the tyranny is imploding in on itself. It's becoming more tyrannical as it tries to hang on. And the people that are calling out for freedom are becoming larger and larger and larger. And it's part of the Great Awakening. And so if you look at it with that lens, you'll see what's really going on. But it's not at all what the lamestream news is telling you or anything else. You just have to kind of forget that and do your own research. And I think on that note, we're running out of time here. So we'll have to sign off. So anyway, you know, guys, make the call. Like, ask for help from the spiritually and technologically advanced beings, the ascended masters. We need to really start doing our prayers and our meditations and rise to the occasion, release the past, and get our frequencies up so they can come in closer and help us more. And on that note, I'm just going to say keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and you'll get through these times. Have a great evening and good night.
This one's going through the Dipper. These are the Dipper stars. It's as bright as the Dipper. And it is going south. And if you're a Pleiadian or Federation ship, fire up. So this is our first left. And another little ship under it. So many ships under it. See the tree, you can see how low this is. And it's going down. Another one. Look at each other. Damn, this thing fully powered up and it's gone. Come on. That's pretty big. This thing's almost stationary. Oh, that's a good one. Coming due west, this thing is going south. Wherever it is. Little flash. Come on, give me a big bold flash like kaboom. If you're Pleiadian, give us a big flash. Thank you. Here's a plane. Strobes and running lights on it. Moving through the same area where all the UFOs were. The second plane. Let's see if anyone follows it. Towards the mountain. Let's see what else is up here. Another one. Oh, look, one, two. This is crazy. Three, going down. Three, four, five. Five off the same frame. Something major is on six. Something really major is going on. They're going in every direction. Another one. Right one. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Definitely my peeps. We'll be right back.